What's up, Star Wars fans? It's Shockey here from LRMOnline.com and the Jonerverse Podcast Network, bringing you a special edition of the Cantina by request. I can't tell you who's requesting this information. You know, it's a couple people, but this information here has been shared with me for quite some time. And with everything that's going on in the Star Wars social media universe, I've been requested to put my knowledge into this because there's just a lot of things going on. The things are being said, misinformation, you know, fake news, if you want to call it that, going around that some people have some of the story, some people have no story of this when it deals with the Acolyte. And so I've got probably, you know, with a couple other people, some good inside stories and people I trust from my sources that kind of can put a better, you know, imprint on why we're not getting a second season of the Acolyte. Before I get into it, you're probably wondering, who is this guy? Just a podcast host on the Cantina and stuff. What does he know or anything? And you're rightfully so. I don't blame you, okay? But this is kind of my resume of Star Wars news, okay? I was the first person to break the news that Hayden Christensen was coming back as Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, in the Kenobi series, and then later on in the Ahsoka series, that he was being reprised in his role, and that it was not just a one-off, it was kind of to bring Hayden back into the Star Wars universe. The addition of Hera Syndulla to the Mandoverse Ahsoka show, we kind of broke that one as well. And then a couple other things that, you know, done with casting news of, you know, who Grand Admiral Thrawn was going to be. And then, you know, just more recently, I broke the, you know, story that the Acolyte was not getting renewed, or there was no plans. That was kind of the way I spun it. No plans for a season two of the Acolyte. And I did that probably about a week and a half or 2 weeks before deadline, and Variety put their stories out on it. Granted, more reputable news outlet, I get it. But the sources I have, they've always come through for me. I've gotten some things wrong here and there, but nothing really ever that would cause me to, you know, have lose faith in them. Things that they've trusted with me, I've kept to myself, haven't shared, and, you know, it's all come true, or has happened.
Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design.
The reasoning why I'm doing this is because of how the Star Wars fandom has turned out in probably the past month. Want to clear the air on some things. And, you know, there's some YouTubers out there that are in the only best way I can call it is a holy war against each other, and for really no reason whatsoever. And it's a lot of people I respect. You know, I may not agree with your take on some things, but at the end of the day, you know, everyone here has a love of Star Wars, and that's where my heart is at. Let me go into kind of the background of why we get to this part here, why the Acolyte basically is a one and done. You have to go back to when the Acolyte gets announced. Okay, it's all the way back on the Disney Investor Day 2020. Lynn Kennedy makes this amazing presentation of all these Star Wars projects that are in line for the future of Star Wars. If you guys remember, the CEO of Disney during this time period is Bob Chapek. Bob Chapek, you know, wanted to make a stamp on Disney by creating Disney Plus and making it the go-to streaming service around the world. And so a lot of projects were greenlit. Some of them good, some of them bad. Some of them never came to fruition. All these projects line up. It's during COVID, so there's not a big rush to get these projects out right away because of logistical things with the COVID-19 pandemic and, you know, making sure that protocols were faced. Well, transition to 2021, 2022, that's when we see the end of the Bob Chapek era at Disney and Bob Iger take over. Bob Iger was the previous CEO of Disney, grew Disney to its probably most profitable era we've seen the company in. So Iger reassesses everything, shakes all up, changes new leadership, but he doesn't change the leadership, you know, of the head of studios. with Lucasfilm, with Marvel Studios. During this time period, Iger's doing a thorough deep dive into how to make Disney Plus profitable. And by doing so, he starts cutting things out. And if you remember in Disney Plus, a lot of shows that were original Disney Plus shows just get wiped out from the vault. You know, for Lucasfilm, it was Willow. Right, Willow basically is non-existent anymore on Disney Plus, and we'll probably never see it ever again. Probably have to go to a convention and find it in a bootleg DVD style. Continuing on, we get to The Acolyte. Acolyte has a budget that is equivalent to a full-length feature film. Kathleen Kennedy still has the vision for it, still wants it to go through. Keep track of the production of The Acolyte, and not really anything bad goes on. Story-wise, no major rewrites, little bits here and there, no stop in production, all these things go on. But timing-wise, it is going to premiere at probably the worst time that you could probably premiere it at with any type of hope of getting a second season. This year, in the first and second quarter, the main purpose of Iger's regime is to make Disney Plus profitable, and he just got it to that point there. At the same time, too, a lot of budgets have been cut and slashed into Disney Plus original concepts, mainly going back to animation, mainly going into low budget projects. Where Iger is starting to look at is starting into going to full length feature films. That's where Disney was the most profitable during his reign, and that's where he wants to go. Hence the transition in Star Wars, the previous Star Wars Celebration, and D23. Not a lot of new projects announced except for the new major films that we see from Lucasfilm. So Acolyte premieres, low-end viewership. Not to sugarcoat it, it did not meet the expectations that Kathleen Kennedy wanted and some of the other executives.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The producers wanted for this show. Does it have a fan base? Yes. Is it a strong fan base? Yes and no. It's strong within its core group, but outside of that, it could not get a regular person that was not a hardcore Star Wars fan to go watch it. I understand this show touched a lot of people in a way of representing, minority groups out there. But overall, the viewership was low. So get to the very end, it's still on the lower end there. It was an easy decision for the executive producers, Lucasfilms, to basically just say, story's done, we're not moving on. There was no intentions from the get-go for this to have a second season. Even it would have been the strongest story with the highest viewership in Star Wars land. On Disney Plus for this to get a second season. It just wasn't in the cards business-wise. This was an absolute business decision that executives made. It didn't have the viewership numbers. The budget to do Star Wars is already high as is. To cut back on that budget and tell Leslie Headland or whoever you wanted to take over, the next showrunner and take over, hey, your budget's now down from 185 to 90. Do 8 episodes, that just wasn't going to happen. So while some fans are rejoicing because they feel like they were responsible for the demise of The Acolyte, I'm sorry, you're wrong. You didn't destroy the Acolyte. For those who are upset because they feel like, you know, this group of Star Wars fans that just hated on the Acolyte were the cause of it, it didn't happen. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there was not going to be a second season of the Acolyte. There was not going to be anything that was going to push this story along further. You know, you look at my reviews, I wasn't a big fan of the Acolyte, but at the same time too, if they did a second season, you know, I'm still gonna watch it. But at the same time, if you like it, great. You know, there's things in Star Wars that I'm not a big fan of. Like, I just did a Lego Star Wars review for Rebuilding the Galaxy. I love that part, love Rebuilding the Galaxy, but other Star Wars, Lego Star Wars projects, not a big fan of. Yeah, it's just, it is what it is. So to clear the air, I don't know if this is in hopes of trying to stop Star Wars Civil War going on. But Acolyte Season 2 was never going to happen. Does that mean that there's completely zero hope, you know, of Acolyte or something with, say, Manny Jacinto's character? You never say never. You know, there's always a possibility. You know, we never thought Hayden Christensen would be coming back as Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader. Who knows what might happen in a year or two or something. We might get a movie out of it. That's just, you know, a dream that you might get. But anything Star Wars related wise right now is going to full-length feature film. That's why Mando Season 4 got changed into a full-length feature film. And then main Star Wars projects are full-length feature films. Aside from Ahsoka, the only reason why Ahsoka is going for another season, it's because it's got the creator behind it, Dave Filoni, finishing his story that he started with Rebels. Listen, I want to see Star Wars fans get back to having civil discourse with each other. Love what you love. The hate, you know, can consume you, but don't let some person who doesn't like what you like bring you down. If you love the Acolyte, you love the Acolyte. Love all 8 episodes of it and everything. I'm a big fan of the prequel trilogies. I love the original trilogies, but I love the prequel trilogies. I love Attack of the Clones. I love the Clone Wars. You know, I understand it's not for a lot of people my age and stuff, but yeah. So at the end of the day, don't listen to any YouTube creator out there or social media influencer saying that Acolyte Season 2 was canceled because of, you know, its message and stuff. It's just not true. Tell you right now, from not direct from the horse's mouth, but pretty damn close to it, there was a very, very small chance before the Acolyte premiered that it was going to get a Season 2. You're going to see a lot more of me in the upcoming future. My goal is to kind of bring the cantina back, get more content out there. Kyle and Cam, the other hosts of the cantina, they're going to be starting to, you know, make a comeback here. We needed to take a break after the Acolyte, kind of reset what we were doing, you know, from there. Right now, if you are a Star Wars fan and you are kind of in a bad place, first thing I'm going to recommend is go see on Disney Plus Star Wars Rebuilding the Galaxy.
This is wild. Darth Rose Tico, Darth Nubs, Darth Kid Fisto, Darth Hammerhead. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name.
It will make you smart. Just remember, we got a lot of Star Wars coming. Star Wars ain't going anywhere. There's a lot of good things out there for you, for everyone out there. Everyone can voice their opinion. YouTubers, influencers out there, get back to focusing on Star Wars, not going after each other. You know, I respect everyone out here. Everyone has their voice, has their opinion on it. You like something, great. You don't like something, great. You have every right to go out, you know, and voice your critique, but try not to go after each other. That is a plea from me and some other people that have requested me to say that. You want to come after me? That's fine. I'm a 40-year-old man, a 41-year-old man. So, you know, I can take it. I can go after me all you want, but take it easy on these other guys, these young pups out there and stuff. You know, all I can say is at the end of this, you know, we'll be back. We're going to come up with more Star Wars stuff. We're going to start, you know, more content out there on the podcast here. Hopefully all positive stuff from there. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. So it's Shockey from LRMonline.com, John Rivers Podcast Network on the Cantina. And signing off now. And like always, may the force be with you.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.